gonna do? What you gonna say? You're gay, you're gay, you're gay, you're gay. What you gonna do? What you gonna say? You're gay, you're gay, you're gay, you're gay. What you gonna do? What you gonna say? You're gay, you're gay, you're gay, you're gay. What you gonna do? What you gonna say? Last time you and I were together, we were going to discuss, we were in the middle of the Desperate Housewives of New Jersey scandals. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Honey, was that not a fucking fuckfest?
It was crazy.
Well, let me tell you something else that I have found recently. There is a new internet web-based show on YouTube called The Real Houseboys of West Hollywood. And boy is spelled B-O-I. Have you watched any of their videos?
No. Where'd you find this at?
Oh, honey, I got a clip. I'll listen to the clip and I'll be right back. Maybe.
I see celebrities every single day and I love it.
In West Hollywood, image is everything.
Some people think I'm a bitch. And those people would be absolutely right.
Americans would bend over backwards for anyone with an accent.
I like boring people. They make me look so much more interesting.
Well, apparently these are gay housemates that live together in West Hollywood, and they are trying to launch a YouTube video channel called The Real Houseboys of West Hollywood. And I've only seen the introductions to the boys. I'm not even going to trash talk them yet because it hasn't been long enough for them to come out with something like legitimate. But it does seem like a superficial show for a couple of boys who are just trying to, you know, get noticed. But maybe it'll be a big hit. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, I'm anxious to see how it turns out.
Well, you need to go watch some of their videos. They are kind of entertaining, but
I just clicked on the link, and now I'm looking down at the bottom. You know how they have other related videos?
Uh-huh.
There's one down here that says the real grandmas of the real housewives.
Well,
houseboys.
That's one of their promos, and what they are doing is they're saying, you better watch the show. That's all it is. It's just a promo. So nothing, like, super, super interesting.
Well, they have 152 subscribers already.
So, you know, well, 152, honey, come on.
No, but they just launched this. So.
Okay.
It hasn't been that long.
Honey, that's probably all the people in their block. You know what I mean?
I know, but still.
So, there's this new website that I have found. I have had a lot going on this week that I haven't got to talk about. Because you've been the diva of podcasting world and not been around. But I guess...
Now, listen, I told you today, I will not shoulder this blame alone.
I'm just kidding.
So you've been on a stage since last year.
That's true, honey. That's true. So let me tell you about this new website, which I think you will get a kick out of. It's called Project Rant. And what it is this company and website takes complaints of everyday people and films actors performing their rants. A lot of these rants come from, like, different blogs or whatever. You know how people have these little blogs, you know, complaining about their life and how shitty their lives are? Well, what Project Rant does is takes the information from these blogs and sets it up in a scene and has an actor or actress play it out. And it's pretty interesting. And I found one that is quite fitting for our listeners and our listenership. And I want to play it for you because it's pretty funny. And it's actually, I have thought this before myself. So take a listen, Project Rant.
Why the f*** are you in a gay bar if you aren't gay?
Rant.
I have been noticing that every time I go to a gay bar, it is more and more overrun with straight people who make faces at the gay people dancing together. I can understand wanting to go somewhere and have a good time. But why on earth would you go to a gay bar to find a guy? Another thing, what is with the big straight guy standing there staring at you and try to grab my ass when I walk by? I am in a gay bar because I am gay. What's your excuse? If I wanted a straight man to grab my ass, I don't think I would have a hard time finding someone, but I don't want that. I want a woman to do it, so fuck off. I swear, the next straight girl I hit on in there, I'm gonna elbow her in the face. If a club is labeled gay, wouldn't you naturally deduce that it is for gay people? I wouldn't go to a cigar bar to eat peanuts and watch the game. I would smoke a cigar. So what the fuck? So the next time you are in a gay bar and I hit on you, the last thing on your mind should be to be offended and scoff at me. You are in a gay bar!
Hello. Well,
yeah, that was funny.
Did you like that?
Yeah. I totally understand what she's saying. Not that I'm gay, but
right.
I remember one of the first times I took a group of people that had never been to the strip. We're walking down the street, and of course we pass these girls, and they're obviously Toltec bitches. They're from Frisco or Plano or somewhere. And they're walking down the street, and they're just giggling and looking at people. And I said, you know, it's not the fucking zoo. Go to the zoo if you want to laugh and point.
You
it pissed
them,
me off.
You called them toe tag bitches? Toll tag
well,
bitches.
Not to their face, but that's what I call them, toll tag bitches. But, you know, they come to Dallas and they go to the gay bars and they, tickle, tittle, hee.
Well, you know what's funny about the gay bars in Dallas, particularly S4, is that that's like the bachelorette party central of Dallas.
And I understand that, though.
Well, and you're, yes.
Because we don't have many choices as women. We can go to watch male strippers, and they're all gay.
Where do you go see male strippers?
Oh, we can just go to the gay bar and dance with people.
How come you've never taken me to go see male strippers?
You can't get in.
I'm a stranger, could get in.
I know when they first opened, their rule was a man could come in, but he had to have a tuxedo on.
What?
Yeah. They couldn't say no men allowed, so the dress code for men, so it didn't turn into a gay establishment, was that if men came in, they had to be dressed in a tuxedo.
Well, I got a fucking tuxedo, honey.
I don't even know if it's still around.
Well, you gotta look into that. Phoenix had one, and that was the first strip club I ever been in. It was a gay strip club. It was hot, and I went there for my 21st birthday. My boyfriend took me there. How classy. My boyfriend at the time took me there. How classy.
There you go. Clarify. It's very important to do
very
that.
Important. So I guess we've caught up on a lot of shit and time is running short today. But have you ever heard of something called kombucha or kombucha? K-O-M-B-U-C-H-A?
Kombucha? No.
Yeah. Basically what it is, it's a fermented... it's fermented kombucha tea, and I guess you drink it. I don't know, but on one of my sex forums that I check out regularly, kombucha is apparently perfect for cleaning your lady parts, and by lady parts I mean lady parts.
The vag.
Lady parts of a gay man.
Hey.
Yeah. So basically, what you do is kombucha. You let it. You brew it, and then you let it sour. And this gentleman stated that he used it as he found out that you can use it as a douche, which he found this out by reading an article on happyherbalist.com. And as a douche, dilute well-aged kombucha, at least half with water. More water if there's discomfort. Use at room temperature. And so anyways, I went to look at the responses, and there's no responses saying that there was, you know, not productivity, but success as a douche with this product. But one comment said from Bernice, who's a female, said, well, this would go perfect with my coffee enema, which if you go to a website called ineedcoffee.com, there's an article in there about coffee as a douche, which is weird. And then this other guy, Marlon, says, put it up your ass, tell me if it burns, see you on Sunday. Why is my ass burning? So people are kind of making jokes about this. But apparently you can use coffee as a douche. And this, which, you know, what's interesting about coffee, I wonder if it's like taking an alcohol enema. I wonder if you like douche with coffee, if that doesn't give you.
I would think the caffeine would just go, boom.
Like, you know, like taking the drug up your ass, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, because the caffeine and all would hit your bloodstream.
LeBaire?
Yeah, that's the club. I'm sorry, people. I just sent him a link to the male gay, not gay, but male strip joint. But click on the men at the top.
Well, I'm looking at candid photos.
No, look at the men.
Do we know anyone who performs there?
I don't know if you know anyone who performs there. That's why I kind of sent it to you.
John's hot. So is Bryce. Julian's cockadoodle do me. Taylor's hot. Ooh, hello, Cole and Nick.
Yeah, we'll have to put that link on the website so people can see what you're looking at.
Apparently it's called LeBaire's, L-A space B-A-R-E.
Yeah, it's been in Dallas, God, for like 30 years.
Well, they are ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-tays.
So. Yeah, we'll have to. I was looking at their specials. They got great specials, too.
Do they really?
Yeah, on Wednesdays, they have 49-cent well drinks. Well, this is with a $10 cover. 49-cent well drinks, 99-cent domestic beers, and $5 table dances.
Oh, honey. That's cheap. I think Jazana should try to go into a strip bar. I think that would be funny. A male strip club.
Yeah, we'll have to do that next time
you're
in Dallas.
You think that's funny?
Yeah, it'd be great.
All right, so we're going to close out the show with an item of your choice. We can either talk about things that should not be put up your butt, one, two, anal jewelry, three, the American Idol alum David Archuleta's father being busted for soliciting a prostitute, which is old news, four, the Walk of Shame, we covered that one. Just the tips, multitasking with the, quote, fuck and blow. Or, we covered that one too. So those are your options. Fuck and blow. The Walk of Shame. Archuleta's dad busted with a prostitute. Top 10 things that should never go up your butt. Or anal jewelry.
Let's do the anal jewelry. I'm curious.
That one's not that fun.
Well, then why don't you give me a choice?
All right, so the anal jewelry. So for the woman or man who has everything, and which for your case includes clit jewelry, along with this comes anal jewelry. Robert Hughes and Sons of Springfield, Oregon is offering anal jewelry in a selection of colors. Described as, quote, the most darling accessory you can wear. Each piece consists of stainless steel plug, meaning butt plug, with interchangeable jeweled caps. The caps show crystals. How do you say that word?
Swarovski.
Yes, Swarovski crystal. In a range of colors designed for versatility. An option of a horsetail that fits some plugs is also available. When you want to turn it up a notch, the cap unscrews to reveal a hole size for the standard banana plugs for electrical play. A plug and one cap is $105. Caps are available in clear, pink, and red. For those who prefer their anal sparkle to be more compact, Extreme Restraints offers jewelry butt plugs in three colors. If there is other sexual jewelry we should know about, please let Dallas Gay Pod know.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm going to have to send you this link because obviously you're interested in it. But
since well, I was curious.
Since you got to pick that one, I want to end the show with top 10 things that should never go up your bum. Because I'm gay and a lot of things go up my bum.
Okay, so, let's see what's up. What should you not put in your bum?
Oh my God, honey. We forgot to talk about Bruno. I had a Bruno.
What kind of belt is that? Dolce & Gabbana. Hello.
Hello. Oh my God. So Robert downloaded this fucking gay ass.
I saw it.
Did you see the picture he made of me?
I did.
Was that not the fucking retardedest shit ever? Some drag
I thought it was funny.
In San Diego says, oh, you're into leather now? And I said, correction, honey. That's my boyfriend playing with his new iPhone application to make Bruno photos out of his friends. She really thought that was me. Hello. So, anyways, I don't know. I did not load any of the Bruno clips that I had taken, but were you offended by anything that Bruno presented in his film?
No.
Because you know there's a lot of controversy with the gay community, or some in the
you
gay
know,
community.
And if you really watch the movie and you pay attention to what's being said and the outcome and all, it does just the opposite.
That's what I thought. I thought it really made the guy with the gay conversion church thing look stupid. I thought it
yeah.
made the rednecks look stupid. I thought it
yes.
made the people in the cage fight scene look stupid. It
made
exactly. all of those people look retarded and uneducated. You know, so I would be more offended.
It showed their ignorance and their bias and the ugliness of it all.
That is true.
It did not. Oh, I thought it was awesome. And, you know, I have to say, I think Sacha Baron Cohen is a fucking comedic genius. He has touched on a form of comedy that no one has ever done before. And I don't know how he's not gotten killed.
Well, you know what's interesting about him is that they were reporting how it's amazing that he's the only actor in the history of histories who has remained in character for each particular film during live interviews. So
yeah.
he gets called up by, you know, the Today Show or whatever to come in and be interviewed for his movie. Well, he does not leave his Bruno character when he's discussing the Bruno film. He doesn't go to his, what's his name? Sacha
Baron Cohen.
There
or as I like to refer to him as SBC.
SBC. He doesn't go to the SBC side of things when discussing his films, which is kind of cool. I like that about him. But anyway,
well, I just think he's an incredibly talented, funny
but
guy.
I guess to play.
And
go ahead.
There's also, if you don't have the show, go to biography.com. They've got a biography on him from where he grew up and how he got into all this. He's very, very interesting guy.
Okay.
So just thought I'd give you that. If you want to know the person behind Borat and Bruno. Go check out thebiography.com on him.
Well, to play the devil's advocate, I can see what some of the gay communities or gay advocacy groups have to say about him, particularly with the gay marriage thing and with the like gay adoptions and gays having babies because of how he treated the baby in the show. But
he wasn't poking fun at the gays there. He was poking fun at the Madonnas and the Angelina Jolies, you know.
Well, that's how I took it. But the comment that was made on the news report that I saw was saying that, you know, gays are fighting hard for rights. Gays are fighting hard for marriage and equality in that venue. Gays are fighting hard to be able to adopt babies and have a family and raise a child as a couple, male and male or female and female or whatever. And, you know, for him to put a baby, you know, in a box and ship it overseas and get it off the conveyor belt at the airport, put it in his motorcycle, run out in front of a car, and almost get hit, kill himself and the baby. Yes, it was very funny. I laughed. I didn't even think about these things. But to be fair and balanced, you know, some people who are ultra-hardcore, you know, I think there is something called the narrow-minded gay. And
well, I think it's more of it's someone with a militant way of thinking. Because me being a female?
Yes.
Since the beginning of time in television, folks, the gay persona has just now been able to come out in the media like that. The female has been labeled stupid, idiotic, can't make a decision. And, you know, it was for the sake of comedy because, folks, there are people out there like that. We're not all like that.
Well, and there's straight people. You talk about the innuendos or the play or parody on the straight people, like Jolina and Brad Jolina and those people. Yeah, very much so. But anyways, and speaking of people like that are weird and strange and bizarro, you want to talk about Jacko? We haven't talked about him at all.
Well, it's very sad.
You okay, honey?
Yeah, I am now. It you know, I got really pissed at hearing people say, why are they making him into a hero? He was a pedophile. He was this. He was that. Number one, he was acquitted of being a child molester. I don't think he was a pedophile. I think he had some inappropriate moments with children only because he did not know what it was like to be a child. You know what I'm saying?
I understand that.
He wasn't right in the head because he was never given the opportunity to be normal. And his whole life, he seeked to be normal. He didn't know how to do it. So we will never have a talent on this earth that compares to him, I don't think, ever again.
Well, and to defend him, I'm not necessarily a big fan. I'm not a big fan of artists or movie stars or anything like that, period. Whatever. But I do see some of the points made at his funeral service in Los Angeles was, you know, he was one of the great bridge builders, I guess you would say.
Yes, he did. He brought everyone together.
He was in the Guinness Book of World Records for being...
Yeah, he was the most philanthropic celebrity ever.
Artist, right. You know, at the same time, you're right. It sounds like he had a shitty, shitty, shitty childhood. His parents did not treat him the way... As a child, the way he should have been treated, I agree with you 100% on those things. But to me, still, right is right, wrong is wrong. However, that all being said, there was a report that came out today that that boy from the case in the late 1990s, he reported saying, apparently, he was quoted recently stating that it was all a lie and it was a scheme for his dad to...
To make some money.
To make some money and come out of the poorhouse.
Absolutely.
Which I've always thought that too. But I've also thought that Michael Jackson was not always normally there as a human
being. No, he wasn't.
I don't think he was a normal person. That might be the fault of his stardom at such a young age. It probably is. The fault.
Well, you know, he was a troubled soul. But, you know, we did that to him.
Well, I would think his parents would be responsible for
that. Pop culture did that to him.
His parents were responsible for putting him in that position.
Well, yes, I think,
we as fans or listeners of his music cannot take on the responsibility that his parents should have.
And somebody said the other day, you know, when they did the big memorial thing for him, you know, they were like, there are people that are more deserving and blah, blah, blah. Well, that may be true. But you know what? This memorial service that they did, it wasn't for Michael Jackson. It was for us. That's basically what it was. It was for us. It was for people who thought they, you know, I grew up with this guy. He was the same age as me.
Yeah.
And I saw him, little bitty, on TV on Sonny and Cher show.
Yeah.
And I bought his little 45s and watched his cartoon. They had a Saturday morning cartoon.
What the fuck is a 45?
The little bitty singles.
I don't know. What the fuck? You have any of those you can show me?
Yes, I do.
I'd like to see what that looks like.
A 45 is a one-song record.
I've heard of a 44, honey.
No. No. It's one song on a record. It's got a flip side. There's usually like a number one song, and then that's what we kids used to buy. We'd go down to the Kmart or the Target. We didn't have Target back then, but the Kmart, and you get five for a dollar or something, and we'd go to friends' houses, and we'd play our records.
Y'all had a Target? I mean, a Kmart?
Yeah.
Wow. When did Walmart come around? Do you remember that?
Well, they were around. They've been around a long time, but they weren't in Dallas. They were only in rural areas.
That is so bizarre. Well, I thought the Michael Jackson thing was done in great taste. I thought some of the political activism that was handled out by, especially from the senator or whatever from Houston, was a little over the top. You know, there were charges, there were allegations, whatever. He's dead and gone. Let the fucker, you know, rest in peace. Let it go. He had a lot of great music. I don't think he was normally sane. I don't think he
I think he was a pioneer.
He was a pioneer in many respects. I think he was hurt and burned as an adult, as a human. And, you know, whatever. It is what it is. He's dead and gone.
And to his credit, his children.
Yeah.
A lot of people said, oh, why is he? He's got him out masks and stuff and blah, blah. Well, he didn't want his kids going through what he did. That's why he kept them so secluded. And out of right. the public eye and stuff. And I tell you, when his little girl got up there and said what she said, I just bawled my eyes out. You could tell it was really, really important for her to let the public know, regardless of what you thought about him, he was an awesome dad.
He was my dad. And I agree with that. At the same time, I do agree with the critics who said, why are we giving so much attention to this person when we have men and women overseas dying every day?
Okay, I got a comment to that.
Oh, do you really? Oh,
yes, I do.
Okay,
in the military,
I'm not. No.
You're not. But I do have a comment to that because someone said that to me the other day. We have thousands and thousands and thousands of men and women in the military.
Right.
And they go and they fight for us every day. It is impossible for us to focus on each and every one of them. So we do things like Memorial Day. We have memorials built all over this country for them. We have all kinds of things that commemorate our military.
You make a good point.
So they're not forgotten.
That's a good point.
It's impossible.
That's
a good point. To spotlight each and every one of them.
Great point.
Just like Mother's Day. We can only thank our own mother, but we can't have every single one of our mothers on a card.
That's a good point. You make a good point.
So that was my point.
That's a good one. You finally.
So God bless America. God bless Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
I miss you, Michael.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Do you think he's in heaven or hell?
No, I think he's in heaven.
Really?
Yeah, he did some good deeds on this earth. He really, really did.
What does the Bible say about deeds, honey? The Bible says your salvation is not based on deeds.
He was a follower of Christ. But in some religions, that's all you got to have.
He converted to Muslim. Islam.
He was a Jehovah's Witness.
Well, no, but do you remember he did convert to Islam there somewhere? And then he converted to Jehovah's Witness. Which apparently...
No, he was raised Jehovah's Witness. His whole family is Jehovah's Witness.
He's been a little bit of everything.
Well, I think we all dabble and we get curious and we look around, but he had Christ in his heart.
That is something else that I don't dabble with or fuck around with. I believe exactly, unfortunately, you know what's interesting about like my like spiritual and religious belief? I still believe to this very day as a gay man being rejected by the church, my church, I still very much so believe that the only way to salvation is through Christ and Christ alone, blah, 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 blah. And again, it's probably what you'd call conditioning because I was raised that way. And I've had, you know, there's some people who, for a good example, let's talk about the Mormon Church for a second. The Mormon Church, you see a lot of gays come out of the Mormon Church, bitter, disgruntled, hating and pissing on the LDS community as a whole.
One of the things that's big in the Mormon church, and forgive me if anyone listening is Mormon, and if I'm wrong, please correct me. One of the big pinnacles to their religion is predestination.
Okay.
So if you go into that mindset of predestination, well, what the hell are you living your life for? It's already been planned for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that, but yeah, if it is predestined and you're a Mormon and you happen to be gay, what the fuck are they bitching about?
Yeah, and they're trying to get you to convert. You're like, well, you know, evidently this was my plan. So,
maybe,
I don't know.
You know, maybe it is God's way of saying, you know, this is how we're going to control the population on planet Earth. We're going
to
put
But then at the same time, to fall into those beliefs, to fall into those beliefs is to say, okay, well, in order for us to have a balance, we've got to condemn some people to hell just because.
Well, and then that's where I think it truly goes back to the true...
I mean, where's the free will in the Mormon church if everything's predestined?
Exactly. It goes back to the, I believe, and this is something that I was taught in my church growing up, it goes back to the will of the spirit and the motivation of the spirit. You know, I may not purposely try to hurt. Sometimes I do. You know, that's the human nature coming out. You know, the evil or the sin part of the human side of my spirit. But, you know, I've always asked my mom, because my mom and dad and my family and our church believes, you know, there's a difference between Pentecostals and Baptists. The main difference is Pentecostals don't believe in the Holy Spirit is for modern times. They also believe that once they're saved, they're always saved. The Pentecostals, you know, they believe, no, you're not always saved. You can turn your back on God at a future date. Well, the way I was always raised was that you've got to always be on your P's and Q's. You know, you do something wrong, you say something wrong, bam, you get hit by a bus, you're fucking going to hell, you know? And I have moved from that to a position or a state of being where, why would God, why, that's like a craps game, that's like gambling, which is against, you know, my denomination as well. Gambling is, you know what I'm saying? It's, how do I explain that? It's, if I go out and cuss or say one bad word and get hit by a bus, you think God's going to send me to hell just because I said one bad thing that's human nature that wasn't my fault in the beginning? You know, human nature didn't start with us. That whole sin entering, you know, the human side of society started with two people in a garden, according to the Bible, of course. But, you know, that's where, quote-unquote, sin entered the world. So why am I responsible for my own human nature to cuss or think an ill thought about someone, like, just for example, some Frenchie in France who's caused me a lot of shit. You know, well, I can't do that. Or if I do that, I don't think I'm condemned to hell just because I thought that thought or just because I said those words. And, you know, I obviously don't mean the things that I think or, you know, it's all about the motion in the moment, you know. So where's your true heart? Where does your heart truly lie? And I think that's where Michael Jackson's justification or vindiction? Is that the right word?
Vindication.
Vindication comes from is if he was truly fucked up in the head due to the way his parents raised him, and his parents are responsible for the society that he was placed in, for the spotlight that was placed upon him in the beginning, his parents are responsible for that. He's not responsible for that as a child. And if that twisted his brain, twisted his mind, his parents should be the responsible party, not him. If he did something wrong, of course, I don't know. It's a position of what do you think, where the mind's at, where the spirit's at, what's the mortality issue involved. But if it truly goes back to the way he was raised, why would he be punished for something that wasn't his fault? You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, I do.
Why was it something conditioned in him due to the way his parents... There's reports that his parents had or that he was laying in a bed while two consenting adults were having sex. As a child, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty fucked up. So how is Michael Jackson at fault for those things? I don't know. That's my story on that. So.
All right. Well, let's not get too heavy.
Oh, I got heavy. I'm so sorry.
I know. It's too late.
Jesus. But at least it was for a good cause, Michael Jackson, honey.
Christ on a cross, you can
Christ
talk.
Christ on a cross! Which is funny because, you know, I can make jokes and say that, or I can set rules and say, you know, that I'm not going to disrespect the blood of Jesus or the spirit or anything like that. Jazana probably should not have said Christ on a cross. I will tell you that.
Oh, well. Anyway, Jesus knows you got caught up in the persona.
In the moment. And Jesus knows that I truly appreciate his sacrifice on the cross. And thank
and
God
you know
he
what,
is
Al?
No longer on the cross or in the tomb, honey. He is risen. Praise God.
And you know what else?
What?
Jesus loves Jazana.
Jazana. As in.
All right, well, let's wrap this up.
It is. So, anyways, well, I'm Captain Cox.
And I'm Fonda Cox.
And we are Dallas Gay Pod at DallasGayPod.com. And some.
Yep, you can.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, you can find us on our Facebook, on MySpace. All you got to do is go to www.dallasgaypod.com and you can connect with us so many
Praise
ways.
Him, honey. And look forward to Jazana coming to your city. She's coming to Phoenix next weekend. We are at dallasgaypod.com. All the dates, all the events, our Facebook, Twitter, all that Twitter-rific shit is at dallasgaypod.com. And, oh, you can email us at contact@dallasgaypod.com. You can also call us and leave us a voicemail. Description is given at 206-426-1533. Again, found at dallasgaypod.com. And now you are listening to Joy Time Radio, another automatic pod save artist provided to us by Pod Save Music Network. Okay, I'm out of it.
And as always, chilled martinis and a warm fuzzy buzz. Good night, y'all.
Lick my balls. Lick my balls.
Yeah, yeah.
Joytime Radio, you can pick it up on your stereo. And if you want to ride, then here we go, cause it's a Joytime Radio.